B'siyata d'Ishmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. We're going to start with a new perek, the new Mishnah at the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Reb Eliezer Oymer, Im loy hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, me'vi'oi b'Shabbos megule. This perek is discussing the halachas of Bris Mila, circumcision. Bris Mila, we're going to learn, is doicha Shabbos, even though one's not allowed to cut, one's not allowed to cause any wound in a person on Shabbos, but Bris Mila is a mitzvah and one is allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's learnt out from Psukim. The question is, what about all the preparations of Bris Mila? One has to sometimes prepare the knife, one has to prepare other things. Is one allowed to do those preparations on Shabbos even though they incur Chilul Shabbos? So Eliezer says that if they did not bring the Kli, the various tools that are needed from before Shabbos, mivyei b'Shabbos, one's allowed to bring them on Shabbos even through a Rishus HaRabim. Normally one's not allowed to carry a Rishus HaRabim. One's not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Says Rabbi Eliezer, in the same way as mitzvahs Mila one is allowed to do on Shabbos, so to all the machshirei mitzvah, all those things that prepare and are needed for the mitzvah, one is allowed to do even at the expense of Shabbos. Mivyei b'Shabbos megula. Make sure that when you're bringing the knife in the Rishus HaRabim, make sure it's exposed, make sure everyone can see it, and we'll have to soon see why it has to be megula. U'besakona, in the times where it was dangerous, which means that there were decrees against Klal Yisrael, against doing Bris Mila, and you couldn't just walk in the street with the tools of Bris Mila exposed, mechaseihu al pi edim, you should make sure that there's one or two more people will see exactly how many you need, some witnesses that are testifying that the only thing you're carrying is the knife or the tools that are absolutely necessary for the Mila, and you're not using the opportunity to carry your own personal belongings in the Rishus HaRabim at the same time. And as long as there are those to testify and to witness that you are not being Mechal Shabbos other than for Mila, one's allowed to carry the knife even though it's covered. V'oidom Reb Eliezer, another halacha Reb Eliezer says, Kirusin Eitzim, one's even allowed to chop down some wood. Lasis Pchomim, in order to make charcoal. Lasis Kli Barazel, in order to make the metal tools that are needed for the Bris Mila. In order to create those metal tools, you need to have charcoal, you need a fire, and you're allowed to even chop down wood, which is a malacha on Shabbos, to cut down a tree on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it since it's needed for the Bris Mila. According to Reb Eliezer, it's all muta. Klal Omer Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva argues with Reb Eliezer and says that the rule, according to me, Reb Akiva, is kol malacha she'efshe la'asoysa me'erev Shabbos, those malachas that you could have done before Shabbos, for example, carrying the knife, preparing the knife, eino doicha es ha'Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malachas on Shabbos in order to do them. Umila, but the Mila itself, she'efshe la'asoysa me'erev Shabbos, the malacha of doing the Bris Mila itself, you cannot do it before Shabbos because you have to do Mila on the 8th day. You cannot do it before the 8th day, and therefore doicha es ha'Shabbos, it can be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ibo Elohu, Tama de Reb Eliezer. The Chachomim asked a question. What's the reason that Reb Eliezer says that the knife has to be carried exposed? Is it Mishum Chivuve Mitzvah? In order that everybody should see how precious the mitzvahs are, that even if they even overrides Shabbos, and you're taking it into the Rishus HaRabim, and even Likatchila, you could have done it before Shabbos, you're doing it on Shabbos just to show how precious the mitzvah of Bris Mila is. Hoy dilma mishum chashoda, or does it have to be open in order to reduce the people being able to say that you're carrying for your own personal reasons, chas v'shalom? So people shouldn't accuse you and suspect you of being Mechal Shabbos. You expose the knife, the ismal it's called, and everybody can see that you're just carrying the ismal, and therefore nobody will suspect that you're doing an avera. What's the difference if the reason that it's supposed to be exposed is in order to express the love for the mitzvahs, or if it's exposed in order for people not to suspect you of Chilul Shabbos? La suye Mechusa al pi Eidim. The difference will be if you're allowed to bring the Izmal covered over when there were witnesses to testify that you're only bringing the Izmal, you're not bringing anything else. Iomrus mishum chivuva mitzvah. If the reason Rabbi Eliezer said that you have to have the knife exposed is because to express the chivuva mitzvah, megula'in, mechusaloi, it has to be exposed and it shouldn't be covered. Elo iomrus mishum chashoda. If you say that the reason it should be exposed is so people will not suspect you're carrying anything else, afila mechusa shapir domi, then you're even allowed to take it when it's covered over, providing you have a witness to testify that you're not carrying anything else. Mai. So what's the halacha? What's the true reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Itmar Omer Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says le Omer Rabbi Eliezer elo lechivuvei mitzvah. Rabbi Levi holds that the reason Rabbi Eliezer says it should be exposed is for chivuv ha-mitzvah, and therefore, even when the time where it's not a sakona, you should not have edim, and you should only have, it should only be exposed. If it's a sakona, you have no choice. At least have edim, there should be no chashad. But when there's no sakona, it must be exposed in order to express our chivuv ha-mitzvah. Tanin Amihochi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Mevioi megula ve'ein mevioi mechusa, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This brisa says the same as the Mishnah, but adds in two words. Our Mishnah says, you should bring it megula, bring it exposed. In this brisa says, you should bring the Izmal exposed, ve'ein mevioi mechusa, and do not bring it covered, to impress on us that under no circumstances, besides for if it's a sakona, but if it's not a sakona, under no circumstances should you bring it covered, even with edim, it should be exposed because of chivuv hamitzvah. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Continues the Gemara. Omer Ravashi, Masnisin Nami Daiki. Ravashi says you can even learn it, deduce this detail from our Mishnah. Diktoni, we learnt in the Mishnah, ubashas hasakona mechaseu al pi edim. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that you can always bring it either exposed or with edim, and then obviously bashas hasakona, you can only do it with edim. No, the Mishnah specifies that only bashas hasakona, when it's dangerous to bring it exposed, then you can bring it if there are witnesses to testify that you're not carrying anything else. Besakona in, shaloi besakona loi. Only when there's a sakona, you're allowed to use the edim. When there's no sakona, you're not allowed to use them. Shma mino, mishum chivuv mitzvah, shma mino. So we have proof, even from our Mishnah, that the reason that it has to be exposed is because of chivuv ha-mitzvah. Tanya edoch, another braisa concerning this topic, mivyei megula ve'ein mivyei mechusa divrei Rebbe Eliezer. In this braisa it says explicitly, bring it exposed and do not bring it covered over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Neagin Hoyu Bashas HaSakona. In the time of Sakona, there was a custom, Shahoyu Mevi'in Mechusa Al Pi Edim, they would cover it over, because it was dangerous to have it exposed, but there would be witnesses. And the Tanakama that says that Rabbi Eliezer says they would bring it Megula and not Mechusa, is obviously talking about when it's not a Sakona, and it says explicitly, don't bring it Mechusa. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to discuss how many witnesses you need when you're bringing the knife covered over, because it's a sakona, it's dangerous to bring it exposed. How many witnesses do you need? Iboy eluhu, eidim de ka'omar, the witnesses that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Ihu v'chad, is it him, the person carrying it, and one more? Somebody else to watch and to say, I know that nothing else is being carried. Oy dilma, or maybe, who, the person carrying it, or trei, and two witnesses. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you proof, Toshima, we'll bring proof. Ubesakona mechaseyu al pi edim. We saw in the Mishnah, in the time of the sakona, you have to bring edim, which is a plural tense, it's two edim. So, iomrus bishleima, if you're going to say, hu v'trei, that it's him plus another two, shapir. It makes sense that it's considered edim, two witnesses. Elo iomrus hu v'chad, but if it's him and one more, my edim, why is it called edim? It's only one witness. Edim means two witnesses. You cannot testify on yourself. So it's me carrying something and one witness, not two witnesses. Says the Gemara, no. It could be that only one other aid, one witness, besides for the person carrying it, and we're still calling it edim. Sheru'uyin lahoid b'mokim achir. These two, this pair, the person carrying it and the one witness in another scenario where neither of them are actually doing the act that is being witnessed upon, that they are testifying on, then the two can be a pair and are kosher edim. So that's why it uses the term edim, even though in this particular scene where one of them is doing the carrying and the other one is testifying, it's not two edim, it's a single witness, it's a single aid. And the Mefarshim here discuss whether we have proof from here that the one witness has to be a kosher aid. Can it be a woman? Can it be a koriv, somebody who's a relative of the one carrying it? If the reason it's called edim is that they have to be able to testify elsewhere, a koriv sometimes is not good enough, sometimes a cotton, noshim. These are things discussed in the Mefarshim here. Continues the Gemara, V'oid Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the next din in the Mishnah, that koresim esim, one's allowed to even chop down wood in order to make charcoal, in order to make the ismal, to make the metal tool that's used for the bris milah. Tanu Rabbanon, says the Gemara, b'mekoymet Rabbi Eliezer, in the place where Rabbi Eliezer was the Rav, hoyu koresim esim, they would lekatchila. Toisus writes that they would lekatchila. In Yevam Mustaf Yudalid, they would do this lekatchila on Shabbos to show chivuv hamitzvah. Hoyu koresim eitzim lasis pchomim lasis barazel b'Shabbos. They would chop down the wood in order to make charcoal to prepare these tools they need for the milah. B'mekoymish Rabbi Yosi Aglili, this is a similar type of concept but of completely different halacha. And we know that, and this is a sugya in Chulin, there's a discussion in the Tanoim whether the isser of Bosor b'cholov, not allowed to cook or eat meat or milk, meat and milk together. If you cook meat and milk together, it's a serious issa. Loisavashil gadi b'chalev imoy. The question is whether the issa of basa b'cholov is only with meat or even with chicken, different types of birds. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, oichlin basa oif b'cholov, one's allowed to eat the meat of birds with milk. Levi ikla lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi was visiting somebody, the home of Yosef, the bird catcher. Krivule, this bird catcher, this Yosef, offered to Levi Reisha de Tavsa, the head of some type of a bird, b'chalba, together with milk. Loi ochel. Levi refused to eat it. He also lekameh de Rebbe. When he came to Rebbe, Omer le, amai loi tishmatinhu. Why don't you excommunicate this Yosef, the bird catcher, for offering you, so to speak, milk and meat, offering you chicken or bird's meat together with milk? Omar Lehi said to him, the reason I did not excommunicate him, as if he's doing something that's severely also, is because Asri Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira Hava, that place where this Yosef, the bird catcher, was living, was the place where Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira was the Rav. V'amina, and I said to myself, Dilma Dorishlu, maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira told them that the ruling is k'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that they paskin, the ruling is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Ditnan, because as we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymir, Rabbi Yosi Aglili maintains, it says in the Pasuk, Ne'emar, it says, Lo Seichlu Kol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat any Nevela, a dead corpse of an animal. V'nemar, and it says in the same pasuk, lo yisavashil gedi b'chalev imo, you're not allowed to cook the meat of a gedi, of a goat, together with the milk of its mother, which means you're not allowed to cook meat and milk. Es ha'osur mishum nevela, the fact that the two are learnt together in the same pasuk, we learn that any type of animal which there's the concept of nevela, the tumah of nevela applies, osur levashil b'cholov, those animals, one's not allowed to cook with milk. Oif, so Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, how about birds where she'osor mishum nevela, the concept of nevela applies to them, yochil ye'osor levashel b'cholov, can it be that we would assume from there that it's also to cook the meat of birds with milk? Talmud Loima, that's why it says, b'chalev imoy, you're not allowed to cook it with the milk of its mother. Why does it say with the milk of its mother? Who cares whose milk it is? He says, no. Yotza'oiv she'in le'chalav ein. The type of animal which one's not allowed to cook with meat, minatoira, is a type of animal that sucks milk from its mother. Since birds do not suck milk from their mothers, Therefore, birds do not have the issa of basar b'cholov. And since Rabbi Yossi Haglidi says that the issa of basar b'cholov, milk and meat, does not apply to birds, therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira may have ruled that that's the halacha, and therefore Levi, who was in that place, Levi, who was visiting that place where Yosef the bird catcher was, he didn't excommunicate this bird catcher for offering him a bird's meat together with milk, because maybe the Rav of that place ruled like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So when it says that b'mekoymoi sh'Rabbi Yossi Haglili ho'yo'ichlin basar oif b'cholov, that's what it means. Since Rabbi Yossi Haglili allowed basar oif with milk in his place, that's what they did, in the same way as in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they would be mechalal Shabbos for machshirei mila, even to prepare the tools needed for the mila. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'Yitzchok, Ir achas hoisa, there was one city, Be'eretz Yisrael, shayu oisin k'Reb Eliezer, they would lekatchila do k'Reb Eliezer, like we just saw now. There were places that they did lekatchila like k'Reb Eliezer. V'hoyu meisim bizmanon, and people there lived out their full lives, they didn't die early. V'loy oid, not only that, el shapam achas gozra malchus harasha gzeira al Yisrael al amila. There was one time where the king decreed against Klal Yisrael that they're not allowed to do bris mila. And on that city where they were makbid to do what Rabbi Eliezer says, they so appreciated mitzvah mila, they even did it on Shabbos, preparing for the mila on Shabbos. It showed a tremendous chivuv ha-mitzvah, and therefore, when there was a decree against mila, that city was saved from that decree. And the way I explained it is based on Tosfos Yevamos Daf Yudalet that says there was a tremendous chavivus ha-mitzvah of mila, the fact that they especially, even though they could have prepared the tools before Shabbos, they followed Rabbi Eliezer and they did it on Shabbos. Similar to what Rashi says here, mishum chivuv mitzvah, that Rabbi Eliezer exposed the knife, lohidia shechaviva mitzvah olav shemechalil Shabbos oleh, that the fact that the mitzvah overrides Shabbos shows us how much we love the mitzvah of bris mila. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oymir, kol mitzvah shekiblu aleim besimcha, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael first received it with joy, kugoin mila, for example, the mitzvah of bris mila, dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, sos onoicha l'imrosecha, the one mitzvah, the single mitzvah, that was before all the other mitzvahs, which was the mitzvah of bris mila. It was given to Avraham Avinu before all other mitzvahs. It was given in Mitzrayim before all other mitzvahs. That David HaMelech says they very much rejoiced on that mitzvah. K'moitzei shalal rav, as if they'd found a large spoil from a war. It was very precious to him. So those mitzvahs that were given besimcha, adayin oisin oisei besimcha, we still practice them with joy. V'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleim biktoto, any mitzvah that when it was given, there was some controversy, they were not happy with the mitzvah. Kegoin aroyo is, for example, the mitzvah of not marrying relatives. Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayishma Moshe sa'om boicha l'mishpachosov, after Matan Torah, when Moshe said, in the name of Hashem, you can all go back to your homes, then some people cried. They were upset. They were annoyed even. Why? Al iske mishpachosov, because there were those people that were married to relatives before Matan Torah, then they received the Torah, and now they were not allowed to go back to their previous marriages. They had to only be married to people that were allowed to be married. And they complained about that. They were crying about that. And since they were crying about that, they received the mitzvah of not marrying the people they were not allowed to marry with some bitterness. Adayin oisu noisa biktoto. So till today, the concept of marriage has challenges. It's very common that when it comes to ksuba is the marriage contract, when it comes to marriage, that there's a certain level of challenge involved until the marriages get on their feet. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Eloza Imer, kol mitzvah shemosru Yisrael atzmon aleihen lemisa, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael, they were prepared to give up their lives to do it, b'shas gzeras malchus, when the gzeras shmad, when the kings, they would decree against Yiddishkeit and say that certain mitzvahs were not allowed to be kept, then those mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were moisa nefesh on, they were happy to give up their lives for them, kugoin, for example, avoidas kechovim, not to serve avodah zara, umila, and not to give up the mitzvah of Bris Milah, those mitzvahs are dainim morzekes biyodom. They are still held very steadfast amongst Klal Yisrael. Avodah Zarah is a no-no in Klal Yisrael, and not doing Bris Milah is something that doesn't exist in Klal Yisrael. V'chol mitzvah sheloi mosru Yisrael atzmon olea, lemisa b'shas gzeiros ha-malchus. But those mitzvahs that when it came to those challenging times where the king said and decreed against certain mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs Klal Yisrael were not moisin nefesh on them, kegoin, for example, tefillin, we'll soon see how we know that they were not moisin nefesh on that, but for example tefillin, adayin hi merupa biyodom, we find there's still a certain level of being lax and looseness regarding those mitzvahs. Where do we find that these mitzvahs, or keeping them to the nth degree, is a little bit lax? Da'om Rabbi Yanai says, tefillin tzrichin guf noki. In order to do the mitzvah of tefillin properly, you need a clean body. Ke'elisha ba'al knofayim. And Elisha, the owner of the wings, we'll soon see why he was called that, the winged Elisha. But the reason that Elisha was singled out for having a clean body is because he was from those unique ones that kept these halachas of guf noki to the nth degree. So you see from the fact that not everybody else was keeping guf noki, and they should have, and they had to, but they didn't. So you see that there's a certain merupa biyodom, it's a certain amount of being lax. My, he says, the Gemara, what is this guf noki? What does it mean to have a clean body that Elisha Baal Knofayim was unique in keeping this halacha? Omar Abaye shelo yafiach ben. Abaye says that one should not pass wind, not pass gas, when wearing tefillin. Rava Omar shelo yishan ben. And Rava says that one shouldn't sleep in tefillin. And everybody has to keep these halachas. But Elisha Baal Knofayim, he was unique in that. And we see that others were more lax. V'amai koru le'Elisha Baal Knofayim. Why was he called Elisha, the owner or the winged one? What's he got with wings? And we're going to see from here that that some people were lax in being moiser nefesh for tefillin. Shepamach has gozru malchus harosho gzeira al Yisrael. There was once a decree from the king against Klal Yisrael that they were not allowed to wear tefillin. And the decree was, shekol amaniach tefillin al roshoi, anyone that puts tefillin on his head, and the tefillin is worn near the place on a person's head where his brain is, Yakru es moichoi, they would gorge out his brain as a punishment for wearing tefillin. V'hoyo Elisha maniach tefillin. And Elisha was the only one that was prepared to wear tefillin. V'yotza l'shuk, and even went out into the marketplace with them. He was moiser nefesh, others were not. V'ra'u kazdor echod rotz milefonov, and an officer saw that Elisha was running in front of him. V'rotz acharov, this officer ran after Elisha. Kibon shegia etzloi, when Elisha saw this officer was catching up on him, notlon miroishoi, v'alzon biyodoi, he took the tefillin off his head and held them in his hands. It seems that if he was able to save himself, then why not try and save himself? Omar Lei, the officer asked Elisha, ma biyodcha, what do you have in your hand? Omar Lei, so Elisha innocently said, kanfi yeino, the wings of a dove. Poshat is yodo, he opened up his hand, v'nimtzu bo kanfi yeino, Hashem did a nes, and the officer saw in Elisha's hands the wings of a dove. That's why Elisha was called Balak Nofaim, but he was the only one that was prepared to be moisa nefesh and go into the street with it. That's why Elisha is called Baal HaKnofayim, the owner, or the person of the winged Elisha. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Kanfei Yoino, why did he choose wings? Why did he choose a dove? He could have said anything else was in his hand. Why did he say Yoino and not other birds? Mishum de Damyo Knesset Yisrael Yoino, because the Pasuk compares Klal Yisrael to a dove. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Kamfei yoino nechpo bakesef, Klal Yisrael are compared to the wings of a dove that are coated in silver, uve'evroiseho birakrak chorutz, and the outer wings of the dove are going to be covered with, are coated with a very shining gold. Why are Klal Yisrael compared to a dove? Ma yoino zu, like this dove, Knafeo megino yiseleo, unlike other birds that they fight their enemies with their beaks, the doves fight off their enemies with their wings. Af Yisrael, so too mitzvahs megino yiseleen, the mitzvahs protect them from any and all their enemies. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rab Abba bar Rav Ada Omer Rab Yitzchok. Pam achas shochachu v'lo yhivyu izmol me'erev Shabbos v'hivyuhu b'Shabbos derech gagoyis v'derech atzeris. It once happened they forgot to bring the izmol, the tool needed to do the bris milah. They forgot to bring it from before Shabbos. They brought it on Shabbos, but not through the Rishus or Rabbim. They brought it through the rooftops and the courtyards, the chatzeres, and these are not Rishus or Rabbim's min ha-Torah. Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer. It says explicitly that what they did was not conforming with Reb Eliezer's desire, with Reb Eliezer's ruling. And it seems that it was not like Reb Eliezer, it was like somebody else. Let's see who it wasn't like and who it was like. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question, Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer, you're saying this was not the opinion of Reb Eliezer that you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos? Adarab Reb Eliezer hu d'shari. It's only Reb Eliezer who says that you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. Normally, you're not allowed to carry through rooftops that belong to different people. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to a different Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos if it belongs to different owners. You're not allowed to go from one courtyard to the next if they belong to different owners. Over here, they did it. They did it. They felt it was mutter. It was allowed. Who says you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos for the milah, to bring the knife of the milah? Only Reb Eliezer. Why do you say Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer? V'chi tema, are you going to suggest Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer, the reason that they said it was not like Reb Eliezer, d'shari afilu b'rishus harabim? Because Reb Eliezer says you're allowed to carry this izmol even in Rishus harabim. Why did you go out of your way to take it through the rooftops and the courtyards? Take it through the Rishus harabim. Take it normally. Reb Eliezer says it's muta. But then, if we're assuming that it's not like Reb Eliezer, so who is it like? Elo b'ritzoin Rabbonon. And they were following the Rabbonon. The Asru derech Rishus HaRabim. It was the Chachomim who argued Reb Eliezer and say you're not allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to bring the Izmol to the on Shabbos. So these people who carried it, it was not like Reb Eliezer who allowed them to go through the Rishus HaRabim. Was that the Chachomim that did not allow them to go through the Rishus HaRabim? Is that how you're learning it? That also doesn't work. V'sharu derech gagoyis v'derech chatzeres v'karfifois. Then if you learn that way, you have to assume that according to the Chachomim who argue the Reb Eliezer, that they hold you are allowed to take the izmol through the rooftops and through the courtyards. Umishori, is that true? Do they allow it? V'tani, we learned explicitly in the Braisa. K'shem she'ein mevi'in noisoi derech rishus harabim. In the same way as according to the Chachomim, you're not allowed to carry the izmol through Rishus HaRabim, kachim levi'in oisoi, you're not allowed to bring it, loy derech gagois, not over rooftops, loy derech karpifois, and not through the other enclosed areas that do not have the halachas of typical Rishus HaYochid, loy derech chatzeres, and not through the courtyards. So it's not following the Chachomim either. So why are you saying it's Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer? It's Shaloi b'ratzoin the Chachomim also. Elomer of Ashi, Rav Ashi explains as follows. When it says Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer, what it means is Shaloi b'ratzoin Reb Eliezer u'machlokusoi. It wasn't following not Reb Eliezer and not the Chachomim who argue with him. It wasn't following Reb Eliezer because according to Reb Eliezer, you can even take it into Rishus HaRabim. It's not following the Chachomim who argue with Reb Eliezer. According to them, it's also even through the rooftops and even through the courtyards. Elo b'ratzoin Reb Shimon. Who were they following? Another opinion. The opinion of Reb Shimon, and the halacha is like Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says that, and even for a dvar shus, even not for the sake of a mitzvah, Reb Shimon holds one is allowed to carry from the rooftops to the chatzeris. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah in Erevin, Reb Shimon oimer, echod gagois, ve'echod karpifois, ve'echod chatzeris, the rooftops, the other enclosed areas, and the chatzeres, the courtyards, kulon rishus echotim. They are all considered as similar, one rishus. Why? Because they have a common denominator in the fact that it's not rishus harabim, it's enclosed, and it's not a single rishus hayachid. And therefore, lekelim sheshovsu b'toichon, and therefore, even though you're not allowed to take from a house, from a rishus hayachid belonging to a single owner, you're not allowed to take out from there into any of these, either gagois, karfifois, or chatzeres, but anything that is already on the rooftops, in the enclosed areas, or in the chatzeres, in the courtyards, you're allowed to move them freely between them. because they're considered a single domain. V'loy lekelim sheshofsu b'tzeich habayis, but those kelim that when Shabbos came in, they were resting inside the homes, those you're not allowed to carry out of the homes. So in the Braisa, we saw before that these people who when they'd forgotten to take the Izmal before Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos, Derech Gaguis, Derech Hatzeris, it's following Reb Shimon, not Reb Eliezer, and not the Chachomim. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei Reb Zera mirav Asi. And we have to remember these names. Reb Zera asked Reb Asi the following question. Movui sheloi nishtatfu boi. Mahu letaltel bekulei. And let's just give a short introduction. There are three different concepts. There's a concept called a bayis, a concept called a chotzer, a courtyard, and a concept called a movui, an alleyway. Typically, every chotzer, a courtyard, had at least two batim, two homes, that were sharing the same chotzer. Typically, there were at least two chatzeros that shared the same alleyway, and the alleyway was what merged, what joined the chatzeros to the Rishus HaRabim. If you wanted to get from the Rishus HaRabim to the chatzeros, you would go through an alleyway. Batim, every home belongs to a single homeowner, to Rishus HaYochid, your classic Rishus HaYochid. A chotzer is surrounded on four walls, has the same biblical, it's defined as a Rishus HaYochid, but since it belongs and is shared by a number of homeowners, you're not allowed to carry in it from the homes into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into the homes. In the chotzer itself, you're allowed to carry only those things that were in the chotzer before Shabbos came in. You can carry in the chotzer, but you cannot carry from the home to the chotzer, or vice versa. In order to be able to carry in the chotzer to the homes, you have to do eruvei chatzeris. You have to do something that makes, so to speak, the whole chotzer, the courtyard, belong to a single Rishus HaYochid, a single owner. How do you do that? If you take a piece of bread belonging to all the homeowners and you put it in one of the homes, it's as if all the people live in one of the homes, and then the chotzer is annexed, so to speak, to that home, then you're allowed to carry from all the homes into the chotzer. That's called a eruvei chatzeris. There's another way of allowing a person to carry from the homes into the chotzer, and this you can do even on Shabbos. A eruvei chatzeris you cannot do on Shabbos. But what you can do is, if in the middle of Shabbos, let's say, for example, for argument's sake, there were two batim, two homes in the chotzer, if one of them, he gives up his ownership, he says, I give up my ownership and I give over the ownership of my part of the chotzer to the other person, then for all intents and purposes, the chotzer belongs just to the other person. So you're now allowed to carry from the home to the chotzer. The chotzer no longer belongs to two people. And that you can do even on Shabbos, and we're going to see what the ramifications of that are soon in the Gemara. But that's as far as the chatzeris are concerned. How about the movui, the alleyway? The alleyway also, it's surrounded on three sides. You should be allowed to carry there on Shabbos, but we have an issue that it's very close, it's bordering to the Rishus HaRabim, and you may carry by mistake from the movui into the Rishus HaRabim, which is seriously asa. So for that, you need to have a hecker, you need to have some recognition at the edge of the movui to say, till here's the end of the movui, don't carry further. And that's either using a lechi, a post that's 10 tefachim of high off the ground, or a kaira, which is a beam going across one side to the next of the movui, where it's bordering with the Rishus HaRabim. You should be allowed to carry in the movui. Are you allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movui, or from the movui into the chotzer? So normally the way we understand this is that you need to do shitufei muvois, in the same way as eruvei chatzeros, means that all the homes merge together to make one home, so that the chotzer is now associated to a single owner. So too, all the chatzeros, we have two courtyards merged into the Movui, if the two courtyards merge together, similar to Eruvei Chatzeres, if they take some food that belongs to all, to both the Chatzeres, and they put it in one of the Chatzeres, then it's as if the whole Movui is serving a single Chotzer. It's as if everybody is just one unit, and then one's allowed to carry from the homes to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the movi. That's called shitufei muvois. The question is, in the same way as you're allowed to carry in a chotzer something that was in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, and that you're only allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bayis, or from the bayis to the chotzer, if you did a ruvei chatzeros, how about the movi? Are you allowed to carry within the movi, or and from the chotzer to the movi? Because there's some similarity between the chotzer and the movi, that they both belong to a group of people. Are you allowed to carry? You're not definitely not allowed to carry from a home, from a bayis to the movi, or from the movi to the bayis, unless you do a ruvei chatzeros and shitufei muvois. If you haven't got a ruvei chatzeros and shitufei muvois, are you allowed to carry anywhere as much as you want within the movi? And are you allowed to carry with from the movi to the chotzer and from the chotzer to the movi, even though there's no shitufei muvois? That's what we're going to discuss in the Gemara now. Boy, Minir Abzera, Mir of Asi. Abzera asked of Asi the following question: Mavui Shaloinish Tatfu Boy, a Mavui that they did not do Shitufei Muvois. Mao Letaltil Bekuloi, are you allowed to carry in the Mavui something that was in the Mavui? Are you allowed to carry within the Mavui? Mi Omrinon Kechotzer Domi, do we say that it's got the same status as a Chotzer? Ma chotzer afal gav deloy iruvoi, regarding a chotzer, even if you did not do a iruvei chatzeros, mutter letaltel bekuloi, then those kalim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, you're allowed to carry in the whole chotzer. Ho nami, so too regarding a movoi, afal gav deloy nishtatfu boi, even though they did not do shitufei muvois, mutter letaltel bekuloi, you're allowed to carry in the whole movoi. Oy dilmor, do we say loy domi lechotzer? It's not compared to a chotzer. For two reasons. Number one, the chotzer is leidalid mechitzos. A chotzer is typically surrounded by four walls and high, but the mavui, less leidalid mechitzos, does not have four walls. It's more similar to a karmelis, and in a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry freely. Inami, another difference between a chotzer and a mavui, that chotzer is leidiyurin. A chotzer is much more similar to a rishus hayochid, in as much as there's residents. People used to live and just use the chotzer as part of their living grounds. Hi, but the mavui, less be diurin. No normal person lives in a mavui. The things you would do in a chotzer, you wouldn't do in the mavui. Shosik, Rav Asi, he was silent. He did not answer Rav Zeira. V'loi amalei v'loi midi. He didn't say anything, as if to say, I don't know whether one's allowed to carry freely in a mavui the things that were in a mavui when Shabbos came in, even if there was no shitufei muvois. However, we must remember, there was either a koire or a lechi. If there was no heker, no recognition at the end of the movi, you're definitely not allowed to carry in the movi. Zimnin, it happened a while later. Ashkeche, Reb Zeira found Reb Asi, the Yosef Ko'omar of Asi was said the following. What did he say? He said, Omar Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Reb Asi quoted Resh Lokish, Mishum Reb Yehuda Anossi, that said in the name of Reb Yehuda Anossi as follows. Pam achas shochachu v'lo yehivu izmel me'erev Shabbos. They once forgot to bring the tool to do Bris Mila from before Shabbos. V'hivu'uhu b'Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos. V'hoya adova kosher l'chachomim, and the chachomim found it very hard to understand how could they bring the izmel. It seems that they were following Reb Eliezer that says you're allowed to bring the Izmal and we're not following the Chachomim. Heich manichin divri Chachomim. How could they leave the ruling of the Chachomim? Voisin Reb Eliezer. And we'll do like what Reb Eliezer says. Choda, Reb Eliezer Shamuti. One reason not to follow Reb Eliezer is because Reb Eliezer belongs to the camps of Beis Shammai and we do not paskin like Beis Shammai. And also, Void, Yochid Varabim, Halacha Karabim. We have a rule. Whenever a single person argues with a group of people, the halacha is like the majority, like the rabbim. So if Reb Eliezer argues with the Chachomim, the halacha is like the Chachomim. How could you leave the Chachomim? Va'omer Reb Oishia, Reb Oishia resolved this. He said that they took the Izmal and it was not against the Chachomim. It's not as if they transgressed an Issa of Shabbos and therefore were following Reb Eliezer that says you're allowed to. No, it was a case that even conformed with the halacha of the Chachomim. He says, Sha'ila says Reb Yehuda Goizer. Reb Oishia said, I asked Reb Yehuda the Moil. Goizer means to sever. That was a term used for a Moil. And I asked him, what was the story there? How did they bring the Izmal? What happened? Va'omer li, and Reb Yehuda told me, Mavui sheloi nishtatfu boi hava. It was a mavui that they had not done shitufei muvois. Va'isuhu mehayreisha lehayreisha. And they brought the ismal from one side of the mavui to another side of the mavui. And till here is what Rav Asi said over. And this is what Rav Zeira found Rav Asi speaking the following. This was the end of the drasha. So now Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Omar Le, Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Svir Le Lamar, you Rav Asi, who just said over this story and said in the name of Rav Oishia, that said in the name of Rav Yehuda the Moil, that they were allowed to carry in a Mavui, from one side of the Mavui to the other, do you Rav Asi hold Mavui Shelo Nishtatfu, that a Mavui that they had not done Shitufe Muvois, Mutel Letaltel Bakula, you can carry in the whole Mavui? Omar Le In, he says, yeah, correct, I hold that way. Omales Rav Zeira asked Rav Asi, V'hozimnin boi minoch, do you not remember I once asked you this question, V'lo omarto lihochi, and you didn't say anything to me. Dilma, could it be, agav shitfa rohit loch gemoroch, when you were running through the Gemara and everything you had learnt, then you suddenly remembered this story and what Rav Oishia said, and when I asked you the question, it wasn't at the front of your mind, and therefore you didn't tell me. Omarle, he said, In, you're right. Agav shitfa rahia tali gomri, as I was running through revising everything I knew, I remembered this thing from Rav Oishia. So you see here clearly that according to Rav Asi, based on Rav Oishia, one is allowed to carry anywhere within the Mavui, even if there's no shitufei muvois. You're not allowed to carry from the homes into the Mavui. Whether you're allowed to carry from the Chotze into the Mavui, that's going to be dependent on a Machlokes Tanoim. According to Reb Shimon, one can, according to others, not, and we're going to see about that soon. Now, whether you can carry from a home into the Mavui or not, it would seem that not. It's a bit of a problem because Rashi here says that this Ismail and the baby were in homes on different sides of the Mavui, and that's a problem. If there's no Shitufei Mavois, how can you assume that you can carry from taking the knife from a home or a Shus HaYochid into the Mavui and from the Mavui to where the baby was? It's a question. The Marasha and the other Mefarshim deal with it, but this is what the Gemara says. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, Omar Rav Zeira Omar Rav. Rav Zeira said the following in the name of Rav. Mavui sheloi nishtatfu boi, a Mavui where they have not done shitufei muvois, ein metalklin boi elo daladamis. Till now we saw, Rav Asi said, and Rav Oishia said, that if you have a Mavui, even though there's no shitufei muvois, within the Mavui, you're allowed to carry freely. Here we have Rav that says that a Mavui that they did not do shitufei muvois, one's only allowed to carry for Amos, like every other Karmelis. Karmelis is an open area that does not have the status of Rosh HaYochid, where you can carry freely. It's not a Rosh HaRabim because it's surrounded. It's got the din of a Karmelis, and you're only allowed to carry up to four Amos. That's what the Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Ha milsa, omra Rav Zeira v'loi pirsha. Rav Zeira said this halacha in the name of Rav. He didn't explain to us when this is true. Is it always true? Is it sometimes true? What scenario? What we're talking about? He didn't explain. And also Rabbi Baravua, until Rabbi Baravua came, he explained to us exactly in what scenario this is true and in what scenario not. Upirushan, he explained it. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Omer Rav. Rav Nachman said that Rabbi Baravua explained Rav as follows. Or he said in the name of Rav as follows. Mavui sheloi nishtatfu boi, a Mavui that they did not do shitufei muvois, then in such a Mavui, it depends. Irvu chatzeirois imbatim, if they did do a ruvei chatzeirois, which means that they could now carry freely from the homes into the chotz and from the chotz into the homes, then ein metaltelin boi, then in the Mavui, you're not allowed to carry elo daladamus, only four amos. You cannot carry freely in the Mavui if there is a Eruvei Chatzeris. Loi Eruvu Chatzeris in Batim. If there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, then Mutala Taltel Bekuloi, then you're allowed to carry in the whole Mavui, even though there's no Shitufei Mavois, then you're allowed to carry in the whole Mavui. That's what Rav said. And we have to understand this. What would be the reasoning behind such a halacha? Omer Rav Chanina Chuzo L'Rabba. Rav Chanina Chuzo said to Rabba, Maishna ki irvu batim, ki irvu chatzeris im batim, denitku chatzeris v'naase batim, He's saying as follows. We're going to try and understand, Rav. When they did do Eruvei Chatzeris, what does that mean? It means that the Chotzer is now, for all intents and purposes, a Roshus, and a domain that belongs to a single person. It's now considered like a one bias, because it's all connected. They've done Eruvei Chatzeris. So maybe the reason the Rav says that when there is Eruvei Chatzeris, you cannot carry in the Mavui, is very good, because there's now no Chotzer. Chotzer has become bias. So there's, so to speak, bias and Mavui. And this is Rav, Rav Letamei. And if we understand another halacha Rav says, we'll understand this. The Omar Rav, Rav said, and now Rav is talking about whether a Mavui is considered a Mavui, that it's sufficient to have either a koire, a beam on the top, or a lechi, or a post, or do we say no? It's not got the heterim, it's not got the leniencies of a Mavui, and you're only allowed to carry there if it's called a chotzer, but a chotzer is not good enough to only have three walls, you need to have a fourth wall, and to have a fourth wall means that the edge of the Mavui, it's not good enough to have just a heker, just a koire, or just a lechi. You need to have a wide piece of entrance, a wall, on the entrance of the Mavui, you need to have a wall of four amas. So Rav says, "Ein amavui nitar belechi v'koira." When you're allowed to rely on just a lechi or just a koira, ad sheyu batim v'chatzeris psuchim letzoichoi. Only when you have batim, which is one entity, you have chatzeris, another entity, and the chatzeris are open into the mavui. Only then you can use the leniencies of the mavui. And even though it's only enclosed on three sides, if you have a heker, a recognition, koire or lechi, it suffices. And the Mefarshim, the Rashba, explains why. We're not going into that now here. V'hocha, but here in this case, in the case where he did Eruvei Chatzeris, Batim Ika, Chatzeris Leka. There are no Chatzeris, because the Chatzeris have now merged into one, and all the people in the Chotzer, they're all belonging to one home, Eruvei Chatzeris. The Chotzer is now considered like a bias. So you only have bias and Mavui. That's not called a Mavui. Then the Mavui has the halachas of a karmelis, and you're only allowed to carry up to four amas in a karmelis. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason that Rav held that when there is Eruvei Chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui, if so, he asks, Kiloi Eruvu, even in the case where there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, Nami lechzenu lahani batim kemandestimi domu. Even when you don't have Eruvei Chatzeris. So it's true that you now have three different entities, Batim, Chatzeris, and Mavui, but for all intents and purposes, there's no relationship between the Batim and the Mavui, because since there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, you cannot carry anything from the Bayis to the Chotzer, and then nothing from the bias will get anywhere near the Mavui. So it's as if the bias is not associated to the Mavui, and the only entities that are associated to the Mavui is the Mavui and the Chotzer. So again, you don't have bias, Chotzer, Mavui. So here too, according to Rav, it should have the status of a karmelis, and one should not be able to carry inside the Mavui. That's what Reb Chanina Chuzar asks. Says the Gemara, no. What are you saying, that when there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, then as far as the Mavui is concerned, the homes cannot carry into the Chotzer, so the homes are not associated to the Mavui? That's not true. If, for argument's sake, there are two Batim in the Chotzer, it could be that in the middle of Shabbos, the owner of one bias will give up his part in the Chotzer to the other homeowner, and then the whole Chotzer will belong to one owner, and then you can carry from the bias into the Chotzer. So then there is an association between the Mavui and the Batim. Says the Gemara, that won't help. Soif, soif, bias ika, batim leka. Doing that will only mean that there's one home, because if all the other people give up their part in the Chotzer to the one owner, then now we're left with just one bias. And Rav said, you need two Batim. Says the Gemara, Efsha de mitzafro vad palga de yoimo legabe chad. Mi palga de yoimo lepanyo legabe chad. No, I can give you a scenario where in this Chotzer, even though there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, there's going to be two Batim. How can you have two Batim, and yet there's no Eruvei Chatzeris, and yet you're allowed to carry there. The batim are allowed to carry there. Because if the batim cannot carry there, then it's not associated to the mavui. Says, yeah, it could be that from when Shabbos comes in until midday on Shabbos, everybody gave up their part in the chotzer to Reuven. And from midday, everybody gave up their part of the chotzer to Shimon. So now over Shabbos, there are two batim, Reuven and Shimon, and they can carry from their homes into the chotzer. So in there you have a case where there's no Reuven chatzeris, and you have batim, you have chotzer, you have mavui. And then it would make sense, according to what Rav says, that when there's no Eruvei Chatzeres, you're allowed to carry in the Mavui. The Mavui has a status of Mavui because there are Batim and Chatzeres and Mavui. And therefore Rav says you can carry in the whole Mavui because it has the status of a Mavui, not a Karmelis. Says the Gemara, no, that also won't work. Soif, soif, be'idna da'asya lehai, leise lehai. There's never more than one bias that can carry to this chotzer, because there's no Eruvei Chatzeres, and if there's two batim, you're not allowed to carry from any of them to the chotzer. So you did a trick and you said half the time it's one bias, half the time another bias, it's never two batim. And therefore, even though there's no Eruvei Chatzeres, there's never a case where there's two batim that can carry in the chotzer, and therefore, according to Rav, you will never have batim, chatzeres, and mavui. And therefore, the Mavi should have the status of a Karmelis. And then the question comes back. According to Rav, why, when there is no Eruvei Chatzeres, are you allowed to carry in the whole Mavi? Elom Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains it very differently. Rav Ashi says that Rav holds that as long as there are two Batim, and there are two Chatzeres, and there is a Mavi, it's considered a Mavi. Irrespective of whether there's Eruvei Chatzeres or not Eruvei Chatzeres, this is called a Mavi according to Rav, and therefore a Koira and a Lechi will be sufficient. What's going on here? Why, if there's a Eruvei Chatzeres, will that stop a person, be according to Rav, stop a person being able to carry in the whole Mavui? He says as follows. El Omer of Ashi, Mi Goram L'Chatzeres Sheya Osru, Batim V'Leka. And this means as follows. Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Chatzeres and Mavui are considered a similar entity, a similar domain, which means why? Because they both are enclosed areas that belong to numerous batim, to numerous owners, to numerous Ushus Hayochids, but they themselves are enclosed areas. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, nothing to do with the mitzvahs, nothing to do with Bris Milah, any Shabbos, any time, anything that's in either a chotzer or a mavui, you can carry freely anywhere in the chotzer, anywhere in the mavui, and from the chotzer into the mavui. And the reason that's mutter is only because there's no risk of anything, any kalim, any vessels, utensils, objects that were in the house, in the bayis, when Shabbos came in, there's no risk of that getting to the mavui, because you're not even allowed to take it into the chotzer. So then that's what Reb Shimon holds. As soon as you do Eruvei Chatzeres, what happens with Eruvei Chatzeres? Now the kelim of the home are found in the chotzer. So at this point, if you allow them to carry from the chotzer to the mavui, what's going to happen is, since you do not have shitufei muvois, what's going to happen is you're going to end up carrying kelim that were in the home when Shabbos came in. You're going to carry them from the chotzer to the mavui. And that's a problem. So that's what Rav Ashi says. Mi goram lechatzeres she'yesru. What's the cause that you should no longer be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavui and from the mavui into the chotzer? The batim. It's only because the kelim of the home are in the chotzer. How can the kelim in the home be in the chotzer when there's eruvei chatzeres? Veleka. In a case where there's no Eruvei Chatzeres, then one cannot carry from the homes into the Chotzer, and therefore you can carry freely in the Chotzer and in the Mavui, according to Rav, according to Reb Shimon. When there is Eruvei Chatzeres, then the Batim, the Kelim that were in the Batim when Shabbos came in, are in the Chotzer, and they are not allowed to be carried into the Mavui, and therefore one's not allowed to carry in the Mavui. It has the same status as a Karmelis. Up to 4 Amos you can carry there, and not more. And Emirat Hashem, in the next year, we continue from here.